story continued again, that building further upon that came there in 19, because he continues saying that, how does it put it, that the Americans live in their own fantasy world created by Hollywood, and the realities of war are too far away from for them to conceive of. And they sit there and they think, oh, worst case scenario is my food will get more expensive, or the gasoline. So then here, I'm thinking about this other scene, which is really a dream I had. And I think I noted it down already, but I'll take it again just in case. There is this nice big building. I think it's a hotel or something like that. And we are standing on the balcony of that, you know, one of those big, nice ones with tiles on the floor and railings. And it's up on a hill, and you see the city, and it's night, you know, on a Friday night or something, where people are partying. And behind us is the restaurant of that hotel. You walk in through the glass doors, and there's a nice, big, spacious, kind of fine, you know, restaurant. You can have a guy sitting there playing the piano, and well-dressed people eating. And then all of a sudden, there are these missiles coming down over the city. So the people come out on that, and I tell you, this is exactly the dream I had. I stood there on that balcony, and they stand there with their, I didn't have that put in the film now, but in my story it could be like that. They're standing there with their cocktail glasses in hand, watching that fireworks, you know, the black night sky there. It's a nice warm summer night, and, you know, we are all enjoying ourselves here as usual. Nice music from the piano in there. And then you see these, and the thing is, when I now see videos shot by people on their mobiles in Iran, in Israel, in different places, in Ukraine, and even in Russia, you see it like that, a cityscape, and then come these kind of, I mean, they look like from the movies, you know, beautiful, bright streaks coming down in the black sky, looking like some kind of fireworks. But then they go down and down, and boom, they hit something, and there's an explosion, a bright light and fire. And so the people are standing there first, just looking at this. Hey, look, what's going on out there? What is it? Fireworks? No. I think it's a missile attack. I don't know. Do they look like that? And then you follow them, ooh, and bam. And there's an explosion down there, but it's still far away, so it's almost in the horizon. But you see that fire cloud bursting up. And it's, you can understand somehow that it's actually happening. It hit some building in the city that you are in, but the other side of it. So it's still remote, and it's so fantastic that you can't really connect it to to being anything, you know, like a war or an attack or something. You're still here, and the piano is still playing, and but then they're coming closer, and you're realizing gradually, the people there, that my goodness, we are under attack. There's a war. It came here. It's not just going on another side of the planet. We have been attacking cities like this in another country for a long time, and now they are shooting back. How are they doing that? Shouldn't even be possible. Our government promised us, it won't be possible. So, and they are still in this kind of Hollywood movie scenario, you know, the living in that cosmos, that world, that reality, quote unquote, created by the Hollywood movies culture there. So we can show, you know, the mental, how to say, cognitive dissonance and all of that happening. But then doors can open and soldiers come in. And maybe they are your own soldiers who are, you know, here to warn you or something, of take you to security or whatever. Or they may be invasion forces. I don't know. But you know, we just show gradually that contrast there between the Hollywood version of reality and the actual one. Whatever, how much reality it is, then of course we take that further from there, questioning that one as well. But something like that.